Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Good morning, good morning. It's your old pal, cousin Zach. Louis J. Gomez is out on assignment, so I am hanging out with you this morning. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Real Ass Podcast. I am joined by one of my favorite people, two of my favorite people. Fuck it. And that way you'll never know which one I was going to introduce first.
It was Lemaire.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, dude. I'm a little frazzled because this is the opposite side of the desk. So I'm trying to get used to it. I feel out on the rocks, but I'm going to drop some air horns. We're going to have fun. I got the soundboard.
You get to be judgy.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no full ends on here. You know what I mean?
Did you take them off for him?
I'm looking at one right now.
No, there definitely are. There should be a "That's What's Up."
It says, I'll find it. I just saw it.
That's what's up, nigga.
But on the thing, it says "nig."
Isn't there one where Daffy Duck says it too?
Oh yeah, there's Daffy Duck.
But it says "no good stinking N-word."
Yeah, well,
dude, you guys are clean, dude.
We censored the board, not the sounds.
We gotta get those N-words numbers, though. Those are rookie numbers.
And you guys know that voice across the table from us. Robbie Goodwin's here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I love looking at Lemaire.
Oh, dude.
Look at him.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
Lemaire, as a comedian, he's fine, but as a guy to look at, 10 out of 10, he's adorable.
He's fun to look at, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I literally love looking at Lemaire. I watch all of Lemaire's stories just to watch him.
Dude, I'm an influencer now, so you know I'm trying.
You're like a Confederacy of dunces. I just love watching you go about your life, you know, doing anime runs and jumping jacks and stuff.
Don't tell people my video's next. My next video's cool, dude.
Is it a Naruto touch?
Yeah, it's a fucking jutsu. I've been practicing. I ain't got it yet.
That's his N-word.
Naruto, please.
Well, good morning. I apologize. I am the reason the show is late today. I fell asleep in a cab and did not know what time it was.
Wait, really? You fell asleep in the cab?
I always fall asleep in a cab.
Really?
I have been a sleepy boy.
How do you fall asleep in a cab, dude?
Every day, every single morning, I fall asleep in the Uber.
You're telling me your drivers don't have loud conversations with their families in the front? There's no way I can fall asleep. Like, what do you want, right or left?
I follow
the map.
Right through it every time. When I grew up on top of a welding shop. Mm. So there was always loud machinery and
it sounds
people
like the
screaming.
Beginning of a tall tale, by the way.
And no, there's always loud machines and people screaming at each other. Mm. So quiet. I can't sleep in.
Yeah.
Absolute screaming noise.
Yeah.
It's almost like Pavlovian. I fall asleep.
That actually speaks a lot about you. Like, that, I feel like something makes sense about Zach.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Zach's
like, I'm soothed by the sounds of screaming.
Yeah.
Is it dark? Is anybody screaming? I'm good.
I stayed at the Zany's Comedy Condo and they were doing construction on the building.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
Because it would soothe me to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Mrs. Miko the other day had to have a talk with me about blasting death metal to fall asleep.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I listen to like
your poor wife.
Yeah. No. Oh no. Not when she's there at some like bullshit lady podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought listening to Marc Maron was bad.
The podcast.
I listen to like grindcore to go to sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Is it Cunts Talk Cunts? Is that the girl podcast you put on?
No, it's just whatever. She puts out whatever.
Is that a real podcast?
No, I just made it up.
That sounds like a real podcast. Yeah, every girl podcast is like the fucking bitch hour with cunts and fucking dick. All right, ladies, today we're going to talk about, do you suck dick? Yeah, because I'm a bitch.
Dude, talking cunts today. Are you a face queen? Call in.
It's like every podcast is that. It's like, all right, ladies. So whose dick did we suck today?
No, she listens to the other kind, which is,
Hi, I'm a fat girl. Hi, I'm a fat girl with glasses. Let's talk about murder.
Yep.
Where's the music at?
Yes, that's funny. Skinny girls do dick sucking. Fat girls do true crime.
Yeah,
that's
your murder, murder podcast and makeup.
Yep. And guys do sports and N-words. Dude, those are our kinds of podcasts.
There's a big overlap there.
I love some
those Venn diagrams.
There are some good girl podcasts out there. You ever hear them just talking about Diva Cups? That's pretty sick.
No, what's that?
No, the Diva Cup, it's like the period thing. They bleed into it. And
it's like a shot glass you put up your cunt.
Ew.
Yeah.
Cool. Did I describe that well, ladies? It's a rubber shot glass you put up your pussy.
Exactly.
And then you dump it every... How often do you have to... Ladies in the booth, have you used a Diva Cup?
I have not used one personally, but I assume every... as often as you would need to, like, change a pad.
It depends on your flow, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Like Eminem, Jay-Z.
Yeah. Those are some real Diva Cups, you know?
Yeah, dude, my tampon's coming Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. Kind of looks like Lamar's body shade. So. I understand why you like this.
Yeah, it's upside down Majin Buu.
Oh, man, that's sick.
Yeah.
What is the... Okay, I want to talk to the girls in the booth for a second.
All right, lady time.
How do we feel about the underwear you're supposed to bleed into?
I have never used them. I feel like as a backup of like, I'm going to be out of the house all day. I'm going to wear a pad. And then when I have to change the pad, take it off for the last like hour or whatever. But to use it all day seems really gross.
I'm getting horny.
Bleedable underwear?
Do I need to put the sexy music?
Yeah. So I like to put it on during the day. I'm like, oh, geez, this is doing something.
Shannon, what frontier medicine do you use?
I have friends that use the Thinks underwear, but I just can't. I can't wrap my brain around how that could possibly work.
Did you say frontwear?
No, it's frontier.
No, I didn't say any of that.
Oh.
The Thinks is the name of like the brand that most people use. I have friends that use those, but I don't know. I guess my friends say that they work. It just I can't wrap my brain around how it works, and I couldn't trust it to put it on.
Another question. Do you just put those in the laundry, or do you got to wash those in the sink and make, like, raspberry tea?
No, you put them in the laundry.
Raspberry tea.
In the regular laundry with your raspberry. Like, dude, I wouldn't... That doesn't, like, make all the water cut... Like, that doesn't make, like, sharks come to the laundromat?
I think you're supposed to, like, give it a pre-rinse and then put it in the wash?
Zach, out here, it would attract bears, you know, or big raccoons. If we were near the sea somewhere, maybe sharks. But out in New York, this is bear country for periods.
You couldn't look more like a big raccoon.
I was going to say, is it going to attract LeMaire? He just comes scurrying along.
Ooh, you on your period? Let me smell it.
do you like your new Yasha?
Yeah, dude, I'm bouncing on my big-ass balls.
Yeah, you're bouncing on a big diva cup.
You do look like somebody's going to film you in the woods and be like, look, he eats like people.
Here we have the elusive LeMaire sitting by himself. Women need to stay away when they start bleeding into their pants because then he will be attracted.
My favorite TikTok is the video of LeMaire trying to wash cotton candy.
Many don't believe LeMaire exists, that he's a tall tale.
Much like the Sasquatch.
Much like the Sasquatch.
Let's get plugs out of the way. If you want to hit that plug music in the booth, Robbie Goodwin, I know you got the Young Guns podcast.
Yeah, Young Guns
with
podcast.
The great Mikey Figgs, who had a call out today. No worries, buddy. Hope you're doing okay. Robbie, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Yeah, so Young Guns podcast, but I want to do the show, especially because Mike and I are hosting a live show at the Bowery Electric next Monday, the 16th. I'm going to double check that's the right day. Yes. Next Monday, the 16th, we have a killer fucking lineup. We got Mark Normand, H. Foley, Karen Feehan, and Mike Racine, and Mike and I are hosting, doing banter. It's going to be a fun one-off live show. It's an awesome room. So yeah, definitely come out to that. I think it's going to be fucking a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. LeMaire, what do you got? You got some dates? You got some social media? What's going on, baby?
On Wednesday.
And of course, the panties in the mouth podcast.
Yes, dude. Panties in the mouth. Never forget it.
Panties in the woods.
Panties in the woods. Yeah, bloody panties in the mouth, please. On Friday, I'm going to be at Sesh Comedy for the Doghouse Show. Not this, well, May 13th.
That is
Sesh Comedy. Yeah. All right, cool. I never know. And then May 11th, I'm going to be at the Bowery Electric on Broken Resolutions.
But don't come to that. Come to mine.
Yeah, go to Robbie's show.
Yeah.
He's right. I'm going to do jokes about Bill Gates. You guys don't want to hear it. Dude, yeah. Go to Robbie's show.
Yeah. Well, Meryl will just be like, so the vaccine doesn't work, right?
Hey, dude, don't even get me started on a not vaccine.
Yeah, we get caught going through some garbage cans.
Yeah, LeMaire with like a mouthful of bloody panties. Don't tell me what to put in my body.
Yeah, we get caught going through some garbage cans, and then a little girl in the family thinks you a kitty cat.
Meow, meow, get off me, bitch.
Guys, you know where to find me. Instagram at Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And just check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, Ian Fidance and Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show.
Ooh.
And on the 19th through 22nd, I will be in Houston, Texas at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. Hey. Myself, Joe DeRosa, Sean Patton, Harlan Williams. Really, really fun lineup. Yeah. And then other shit coming up after that. I think on the 24th, I will be at Old Man Hustle running my half an hour because I'm trying to get that on tape ski. So come on out. That's a little room. That's it's like 20, 30 people. So I would really appreciate if people came and hang out. I think it's me, Nathan Orton, and Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey.
As far as my favorite co-host in the world, my heterosexual life mate, Louis J. Gomez, he is on the road. If you are in Providence, Rhode Island, he's at the Comedy Connection all weekend with Colin Farrell. Colin Terrell.
He's with the Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah. And
get me Batman.
That's his regular feature.
Gets me Batman.
Hoy gets me Batman. Hoy, I'm the Penguin.
He is going to be at the Comedy Store May 12th for a edition of The Depraved. The first show is sold out. Second one still has tickets available. That's Lewis, Tim Dillon, Andrew Santino, Kim Congdon, Jeff Ross. Really great lineup
God
there.
Damn, dude.
I think Ellis is on it too. Then we are going to be at Hyenas in Fort Worth and Dallas. Lewis is going to be at the Ontario Improv. Comedy Connection in San Diego, California. Soul Joel's Co-host Music Hall Comedy Club in Kansas City, Missouri. Please come hang out and always please support Lewis. He is a good friend. And if you love the show, rate, subscribe, and review however you consume podcasts. But the best way to do it is to go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP, R-A-P. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but every show on the network. And subscribe. You save $1.50 a month. And it's the best way to support all your favorite podcasts. And follow Lewis on Twitch because he loves that shit.
Follow me on Twitch.
I'm a good friend and co-host.
That was really nice of you to do his plugs for him.
Yeah, if my dickhead co-hosts weren't around, I'd be like, fuck them.
I would not say follow my... don't follow Figs on Twitch. Yeah. Unfollow him, actually. Unfollow his TikTok for abandoning me.
Yeah, dude, you're all alone, dude.
I'm all alone. All I got is my impressions.
Yeah, you're in the impressions wood, and it's getting dark, dude.
I know. I'm spotting a rare LeMaire.
Robbie Goodwin used shout.
Robbie Goodwin tried Tim Dillon. It's not effective.
Yeah. Someone needs to teach Robbie Goodwin use punchline. All right, I want to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently,
Amber Turd.
She is has spoken on the stand. Shannon, I did not know about this. This is news to me this morning. Is she claiming that she was assaulted with a liquor bottle?
Yeah, yes. I heard about that.
In the puss?
Yeah.
Mm.
I told a girl, because the whole trial's been so funny, I was like, you gotta tune in, it's so funny. Yeah. And then this is the first day she watched, and he was just like, he raped me with a broken bottle. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You think this is funny?
Dude.
I was like, it was funny last week, and it was just some security card, like, vaping in his car.
So he pulled a TJ.
Yeah. I'm gonna rape you with a bottle. Yeah,
I Yogi got
Bear.
One of the most angry I've ever made people was when that T.J. Miller story came out. I went, I'm willing to, that he the woman claimed he assaulted her with a beer bottle. And I went, I will forgive him if when he did it, he said, it's Miller time.
Dude,
most importantly, if we're talking an airplane bottle. Isn't that just a fun game?
Yeah.
Wait, was it an airplane bottle?
No, I want to know what it was.
I have a friend who like was reverse assaulted with he stuck a beer bottle like long ways up some dude's ass because like, all right, his name's Brendan Crick.
Yeah,
Brendan Crick. He was at a party drinking with this guy. And his friend was throwing his ass at him. He was like, yeah, do it, do it, do it. And he was like, no, dude, stop it. He was like poking for fake. But then his friend like put his ass on it and it like absorbed in there. Like he like took it in, because this whole time he didn't know his friend was like dildoing his ass for money on cam.
I'm going to stick a bottle in your ass. The time has come for me to stick a bottle in your behind. It's an impression of a guy who knows.
As a man, as someone, listen, we can get real on the show.
Yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast.
This, wait, let me find the...
He's a real ass. No, that's the wrong one. He's got bad. I'm going to do Let's Get Real Ass.
Yeah, yeah, let it go.
Who's that, Torch?
No, it's, you put the wrong one.
Oh.
It's time to get real ass.
Okay, okay, okay. Aren't these an alphabetical
Real ass dude of the week, Johnny Depp's beer bottle.
Let's get.
It's time to get real ass. It's time to get real ass.
I'll put it out on Front Street. One time, I passed out. And a girl put a blunt case up my ass.
Whoa.
Remember the old plastic shells that blunts used to cut? Yeah.
Lemaire just pulled that out of his ass.
Yeah. Lemaire, are we dating the same girl?
Oh, no, dude. This has been up your ass before.
You're asking about butters.
So those used to be a little, it was the one the cigars came in before you gutted them. So they were a little bigger and they were round at the top.
And clear, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I had one of those put up my butt and pictures taken.
How was it?
I don't know. I was asleep when I was assaulted.
Jesus, you were raped.
I believe that's the term.
I think that's rape.
But I'm a guy, so it's just a funny story.
Exactly. The Depp Heard trial was really funny when it was just abuse versus Johnny. Yeah. Abuse against a man is hilarious. Yeah. He's like, oh, and then she slapped me around. It's like, funny. That's funny.
And then she shit on me.
She shit on my bed. She took off my lucky Coke finger. And it's like, okay,
she
dude.
She took a Heard on my bed.
I know. It was fucking hilarious. Yeah. And all Twitter was like, guys, we have to take this seriously. It's not funny.
And now she's
that she's like, he raped me, everyone's like, oh. Oh, geez, this is harrowing. Fuck, this is not funny anymore.
Why do women have
Jack
to take...
Farrowing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to rape you.
Dude, women always ruin the fun. Every single time. It was just boys having fun. He was recalling having a good... She's like, he hit me with the... Oh, shut up.
That was a funny... No. For some reason, he's Irish now, which I like. And it was just a lot of like... And then I took the role of Ed Wood, which we all remember was a great film. It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? But it was great. I love Hollywood story time.
What is his accent? Is that just like affluent, right? Is that just a rich accent?
He says it's because he lived in Britain for a while, but I think he just wants to sound like that. I think my theory is he thinks he's Hunter S. Thompson and Jack Sparrow at the same time. And when you combine them, you get, oh, I'm Colm Tyrell. You know, it's like you get Irish when you combine those two.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Captain Jack Sparrow.
Is there a video of her talking about this? Because I would love to riff on it.
Yes. So the video is about 18 minutes, though, so I'm going to play you a little bit from the beginning.
Yeah, give us a little clipsky. Thank you for preparing that, Shannon. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Give us some juice.
It wasn't making sense. I don't know how the immediate next, like, string of the next part of the violence actually even initiated, but... Again, he has me up against the wall, and I remember this time he slams me up against the wall hard. I mean, I hit my head hard.
Wait, can we pause? Is this a retort to his story or anything, or is she just recalling memories? Because if she's just recalling memories, this is horrible.
It just says that this is the section where they're asking her about the assault with the bottle. Apparently, this is the assault that led to her like cutting off part of his finger with a liquor bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear his part after this, just so we can see?
How his part is great.
Yeah,
this is just sad to me.
She hit me with.
So
the
they
bottle.
Just even had, if... they just had liquor bottle wars.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think they should both get a mulligan, or they're both canceled.
No,
I don't know.
The stakes here is $50 million
or $100 million. Right. I think if Johnny loses, he has to pay $100 million, and if Amber loses, she has to pay $50 million.
Yes.
And so it's so she's doing this is her testimony, and they're going to cross examine her. So right now she's just kind of telling her side, her full side of the story, like uninterrupted. And then the lawyer is going to come, because that's what happened with Johnny. He sat down for like 3 days and talked about his like filmography, like, oh, and then I met Tim Burton, and then
this is the best episode of Divorce Court. All right, go ahead.
All right, hold on. Before we even get any further, I'm going to solve this. Are you ready? And ladies in the booth, if I'm wrong, You tell me I'm a jerk. She takes $10 million. He takes $40 million. Gives it to Survivors of Abuse Foundations. They call it right here down the middle.
That's great because they're both fucked up.
Yeah. They're both crazy. Fucking crazy. It's way too much money. And they say, listen, you take a piece of what you owe me. I take a piece of what you owe me. And it goes to a charity for people that are actually victims.
Yeah, these
who are suffering financially because of, or had to run away. So women's abuse shelters, battered husbands, whatever the fuck, however you want to divide it up. Let's put it mostly towards women.
Yeah, dude, Judge Zach laying down the law now.
God, I should be a TV judge.
Yeah, dude.
How can you compete with Steve Harvey, though? I want Steve Harvey to judge that. We actually did that bit on Young Guns. But, yeah, I mean, I said this is OJ for theater kids, basically, because this is just a classic. I went to school with a lot of theater kids, and this is the classic dramatic actor, like, fucking dramatic. They're both just like, you fucking, you're the worst. And like, I ought to hit you. I ought to hit you. And just fucking.
My college freshman roommate was an actor.
And why are you old?
His papa. Go. That's Amber, by the way. Yeah. Johnny takes cocaine and it's like,
why olive oil? Why are you hurting me so?
Somebody left a Grumsky on me bed.
Someone cut off my finger. Go. That's my.
My freshman year roommate was an actor, and he went through a breakup with his like from home girlfriend, mm-hmm. and it was the longest, loudest conversation I've ever heard happen. Mm-hmm. And I just remember at one point him screaming into the ether, "I wanted to have babies with you."
Oh my god! This is why it's best to be in a relationship where no one communicates anything ever. Then you're just normal.
You can't when you lose, you can't let them know everything. You gotta be like, all right, well, fuck off, dude. Get out my life, babe.
Yeah,
you gotta just like let them go.
I think, because the problem also is they're both actors, so you don't know anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're both, there's times when it's like, oh, they're really compelling telling the truth, but are they acting? And then there's times like, well, they could be telling the truth, but they're clearly acting to embellish. Like, even Amber, she's like, you know, and Johnny's like, oh, and then, you know, they're both doing different methods. It's funny.
Yeah. All right, let's be honest here. Hanging out with people who are good actors sucks.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like meeting a shoe.
We're gonna bomb it.
There's nothing to them because they spend all their time becoming other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's just a blank slate. It's like hanging out with kind of like the shell of a person.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You ever talk to a canvas?
Yeah. The only interesting actors are writer, director, actors. Those guys are interesting. But yeah, De Niro.
Who mostly only play themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Like Woody Allen. I got a lot of things to ask that guy.
Dude, fuck Woody Allen, dude.
All right.
Man, I'm sorry.
Oh, geez, Lo, another black man coming for me. Yeah,
I'd punch Woody Allen in the face if I saw him on the streets. He better watch out. Look out, Woody Allen. I'm coming for you.
Lamar, do you realize how much money you'd lose punching the King Jew as a black man in the woods?
Excuse me, the King Jews are me. So
you're the King Jew?
Black people. We're the kings of Israel, dude. You don't know this shit, dude?
Oh, God.
I'm a son of a fucking Judah, bro.
Lamar's going into tense fingers, black guy.
Yeah, dude. Watch out, dude. You're about to get this Judaic wrath.
But Zach is completely right about actors. Robert De Niro is my favorite actor, but I don't care to listen to a single interview with him.
He is
so
one
boring.
Of the worst public speakers.
Yeah.
In history. Have you ever heard him try to be funny?
I've seen him on late night shows and it's like nothing. He's just like nothing.
Yeah.
Even Denzel is one of my favorites. I was watching him on Late Night with Seth Meyers. I'm like, oh, this is like an old guy. That sucks.
Yeah.
You just think these guys are interesting. John Hamm is interesting because he's an alcoholic. But all the rest of them.
My favorite De Niro story I ever heard was apparently somebody at Nobu heard him yelling at his wife that she's got to stop opening bad restaurants. He goes, and he goes, if you stop spending my money, I can stop doing all these shitty fucking movies and ruining my life.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So he's aware.
Yeah. Really? I thought he took Dirty Grandpa. I thought he took that. I could see De Niro being like, it's very funny. This is really funny. This is the old man. He's farting and he's having sex. This is good stuff. This is really funny, you know, because he is like just an old guy.
Dude, grandpa comedy is really an underserved market. We got to start making more grandpa comedies.
I watched the Dirty Grandpa trailer with my dad at the time, and he fucking was laughing like, he was going nuts for it. I'm like, I think old men just think, a grandpa who's fucking? This I got to see.
Okay, both Grumpy Old Men movies are funny.
Yeah. You know,
I haven't seen him. I was just
Pacino actually loved Jack and Jill. He was really committed to Jack and Jill.
Let me tell you, dude, I kind of liked it too.
Jack and Jill kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks, dude.
But Norm used to tell a story, and I can borrow the story because he can't tell it anymore. But he was in Jack and Jill, and he was at the table read.
Wait. Give me 5 seconds. Give me five.
I'm not saying it's good he's dead.
All right.
Lemaire's turned on me just because I said I liked Woody Allen. This is the black man's kryptonite. Apparently they're at a table.
Listen, Lemaire comes from a different culture. You don't lose your virginity to your stepfather. You lose your virginity to your slightly older cousin. Never talk about that, huh, do we? How many ghetto people have that story?
Dude. You incest up.
Yeah.
Dude, I try to bring it up, but they don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. I tried.
But tell us this Norm story.
Oh, yeah. So Norm said Pacino at the table read, he would go like, he's like, Jill, you what do you want? What's my motivation? Like, he'd be really into it. And apparently, Robert Smigel wrote it. And Pacino called Robert Smigel at like 1 a.m. and said, I've cracked it. I'm Don Quixote. And Smigel's, okay, yeah, sure. Tell Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And he like hung up the phone.
Yeah.
Like Pacino, so he was in Jack and Jill. He's not a cameo. He's a main character.
Yeah,
he's
he does Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. What's my name? Dunkachino. But he clearly was really committed to the movie. Like he was up till 1 a.m. figuring out that his character was Don Quixote.
There's also a part where,
by the way, his character is Al Pacino.
Yeah.
He's Al Pacino.
That's the funny part, is him figuring out how to play Al Pacino.
It's there is a scene in Jack and Jill, and there is a Jack and Jill curse.
There's
a Jack and Jill curse.
Okay.
It's a scene of Bruce Jenner, pre-transition,
okay,
Johnny Depp, Jared from Subway, all in the same 5-minute span in Jack and Jill.
Does Bruce Jenner and Johnny Depp go get Subway and they meet Jared?
No, they're like courtside at a Lakers game, and Johnny Depp's like, "Oh, it's great to meet you, Jill. You're so beautiful." And then Bruce Jenner's like, "Hey, girls, what are we doing? How are we doing, fellow girls?"
My favorite collection of people in a movie is there's a scene in Blow where it's Johnny Depp, Paul Rubens, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
And Bobcat said when they were shooting it, it meant to be a take. He just goes, "Hey, is anyone in this scene not on parole?" and Johnny Depp goes, "Oh, what did you do?" And he's like, "I set the Tonight Show on fire." "What did you do?" Johnny Depp goes, "I destroyed a hotel room, but in my defense, the hotel room made the first move." And then they look at Paul Rubens and go, "What?"
Paul Rubens, that was like the first Me Too, and it wasn't even that bad.
He didn't get Me Too. He was public
Me. He got Him Too.
He got Me.
Me alone.
Just Me Too.
Was it just jerking?
Yeah, he was in a porno jerking? Theater.
But isn't that what you do in there?
No.
I think you're not allowed to. Yeah.
No.
Well, dude, I went to see the Black Avengers movie one night in Miami, and there was people fucking in the theater.
Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. Yeah.
Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. That's my favorite collection of a movie characters. Yeah. In the movie. Martin Lawrence,
the
Mike
original
Epps.
Kings of Comedy, such the Black King Avengers.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. What was the movie you said?
Oh, One Night in Miami.
It is. It actually is the Black Avengers. Yeah,
it's
for sure.
When Sam is the one night Sam Cooke, Malcolm X, Jim Brown, and
Judge Joe Brown.
Sam Cooke,
Judge
Malcolm
Steve
X.
Harvey.
Oh, Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
All the black judges.
Yeah.
Judy from Facts of Life. We're naming all the great black Belgians. Yeah.
Jimmy J.J.
Walker. Pine Sol Lady.
Yeah.
Popeye's Lady. She's fucking black as hell.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah, Zada Rains.
Obama.
We got them all.
That's it.
Avengers, assemble.
Yeah.
We're going to assemble.
Obama's the last Avenger.
He's Samuel L. Jackson. He comes at the end of other black movies.
Right. He's like, we're going to need you to fight. I don't know who's
it's
the
time
who's a
for
white
phase two.
You got to fight Judge Judy.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Judge Judy with like the Thanos. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's take 1 minute to talk about something. Have you noticed that the price of gas is going up? Meat, rent. Well, you know something that's not going up in 2022? A kilo from YoKratom.com. In 2022, no one should have to go without their Kratom. Now listen, if you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do, it is time to stop going to gas stations, bodegas, and smoke shops when you can get a kilo delivered to your door for just $60. And that is no promo code needed because it is the best deal in the world. So go over to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. We love YoKratom and you should too. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Let's see more of this Amber Heard describing her sexual assault for laughs.
Amber Turd.
And this is a wall next to the...
She's hot.
I say kitchen.
She's based.
It's more of she's a bar. Based.
I might be pro Amber now.
There are these cooling fridges. Dude. And
skip ahead
I remember kind of...
Pause. Yeah, go ahead. You can skip ahead.
Eventually, she's doing...
You know how I know she's given too many details? She just described them as cooling fridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to heating fridges?
Yeah.
You fucking personalityless dolt.
I gotta say, I see some acting shit there in that like little seconds. He's like, she's like, as an actor myself, as a thespian.
You put a liquor bottle up your pussy just so you'd have some substance to you for a second. All right, let's see it, Shanoon.
I'm trying to, he ran out of things to throw. I think that's how I moved myself towards the exit. And I believe that's most likely when we got kind of in this struggle.
Why was he throwing stuff at her?
If she says that she doesn't remember how this whole thing started, which means she causes it. Yeah. She caused it. And then it started with just like both, like he was like, oh, take this bottle from me. If you want me to stop drinking so much, take it. And then he did a whole bunch of like putting it out and then taking it back as she grabbed for it, putting it out, taking, and then she finally grabbed it and threw it to the ground. And then he lost his mind. But that's like the first bit of broken glass. And then they break lots more bottles. There's broken glass everywhere.
You want to break glass, Lass? I'll break glass.
He's like, I just did prop work with the bottle. He's like, oh, it's a torch. Oh,
I like to think that he like spiked it, but it was a champagne bottle so that it shot upper pussy.
It made Looney Tunes noises as it rip. Wow, 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 wow. Ting,
ting, ting, ting.
That's rape, folks.
All right, let's see it, Shannon.
Dude, Popeye would totally drink.
Because I remember my feet slipping on the tile as he was
slinging
me from the wall
Jesus.
To the countertops. One point,
it's like this is where she starts getting more animated. I'll skip a little more.
No, she's acting.
Never tears, though. No tears.
Looking at me.
It sounds like she's crying, though, doesn't it?
Yep.
This is acting. Look at that. I mean, maybe I'm not doubting it's true, but I'm just saying, like, this is a tool actors use, right? If they're on the stand. It's funny to see actors on the stand because they're acting. They're using their
I feel,
gift.
And God, maybe I'm being too hard. And guys, please keep me honest, chicks, Shannon and Natalie. I feel like most women who are victims of this kind of abuse would be saying this almost quietly and upset and be choking on the words as opposed to making such a soliloquy out of it. Am I being harsh?
No, you're 100% right.
All right, Natalie, somebody who's not broken.
Oh, I can just tell you from my personal experience, but go ahead.
No, Shannon, I'll just bust your balls because I know you've been through some shit.
Natalie's been to Emerson, so she knows theater kids for sure.
This is true.
Natalie, how do you, am I being too much?
No, I don't think so. Shannon and I were talking about this earlier today and how she, it's like, well, I'll let her tell it.
Yeah, Shannon, Shannon, I know you've had a guy or two get handsy with you. If you were describing it, I don't think you would make a show of it like that. Right?
No, not at all. Especially this is several years ago that this happened. She's definitely told this story a million times at this point. And it's the fact that, I mean, I guess she's trying to like really elicit an emotional response from the jury or from the judge. And that's why she's putting it on. But that's, it's doing the opposite effect where it's, even if it did happen, it's making you not believe that it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, she should.
What should I say to women about this? Do I pretend that I believe it?
No.
I think the safest thing to say and remain honest is they sound like they were two fucked up people in a toxic relationship.
That is actually my legitimate point of view, too.
What if we just tell women the truth? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we start telling women the truth?
Mayor, come on. You're not that naive.
Dude, let them fucking know the truth.
I'm not saying don't tell them the truth. I'm just saying.
Let them know the truth.
Massage it.
LeVere just went Super Saiyan. He went MRA Super Saiyan. No, I agree. Because I think they're both nutty. They're both fucking nut. Like, you can't tell me Johnny Depp's a regular dude. He's not your average guy.
Oh, the guy that hangs out with Hunter S. Thompson, Marilyn Manson, and Nick Nolte?
His most grounded friend is Doug Stanhope. Yeah, to tell you something. And he like and he like he texted our friend Nick Oldershaw pointed this out, yeah. but he texted his he was texting Amber's mom, and he referred to himself instead of the son-in-law as the son out of law. He's like, oh, that is so corny, dude. I hate that.
That's badass. That's Scarf Fedora texting.
It's Bam Margera texting.
Yeah, yeah.
He is. Johnny Depp is like Bam with talent a little bit, you know?
Johnny Depp, dude. What will he do next?
Dude, whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, this is Bam Margera, and this is a rape trial.
Pontius is the judge.
Oh, liquor bottles in my ass.
All right, let's see. Let's keep watching this performance.
Right, I skip forward a little bit more.
Yeah, thank you.
Been over.
Back it up. No, I'm talking to her.
So what happened up to this point is she's saying that she got away from him, and then she doesn't know how it happened. She doesn't know if she grabbed him, and that's why he's on top of her, or if he is like aggressing towards her. But she's now laying on like a game table, like a ping pong table or something, and he's on top of her.
Okay,
Misery, or is that what's that movie?
Misery,
the arcade rape movie.
Arcade Rape. It's my favorite band.
Pinball Rape. The Accused.
It was been over.
That was my first beat movie. The Accused.
It's too much. She's crying like she's like. It's because she has told the story a million times too.
Robbie, hold on.
What?
Lemaire, did you just tell us you jerked off to The Accused?
Wait, what's The Accused? Yeah. I don't know.
The Accused is the movie where Jodie Foster gets raped on a pinball machine.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know what it was. I was just like, this is hot. And then I
Lemaire, you like me, huh? You like when I get raped on a pinball machine, don't you?
Dr. Lecter. Now,
come on, you can
Lemaire,
press
I gotta
buttons.
Say, the only way you get out of this safe is you just say you really like pinball. Because that is a brutal
did
rape.
Did you
scene.
Really beat no, off wait, to a pinball rape
it,
scene?
When I saw it, I didn't. When
Ever
I
since
saw
I was
it,
a young boy,
he's a pinball rapist. You know.
When I saw it, I came in at the. She's over the pinball machine, and he's doing what he needs. And I was like, "This is it."
Okay, so you just saw the clip.
Yeah, but no, I like. I watched a movie and I jerked off to that part and was like, I was like, this movie's suddenly hot. And then like, then I like, yeah.
And then you had the overwhelming.
Lemaire, you did not like, explain
oh,
yourself
no.
at all.
Yeah.
You did. That was the worst explanation I've ever heard.
We really gave you enough rope to hang yourself on
you,
that one.
I can clear this up. I saw rape and I thought it was hot.
Yeah, it's not what you think. He started brutally raping her, so I tugged my penis.
When did the movie
until
come out?
I ejaculated.
When did that movie come out? Like 2003?
No, 2000? The Accused? That's an old movie.
Okay.
It's a problem. Lemaire watches too much hentai, and everyone in hentai is being raped.
I didn't realize it was rape until like last year.
1988.
Oof. Yeah, 1988 rape? That's softcore now.
Oh, yeah. Lemaire's like, there's no tentacles. This isn't rape.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, where's the fucking eight cocks?
All right, let's
okay,
let's continue to watch.
I can own my mistakes. It's nothing to be saved.
No, man, it's fine.
Meaning my chest was up. I was staring at the blue lights, and my chest was on this. My back was on the countertops.
Wait, was she bent over, or was she on her back?
Her back is on the table. She's telling it in a really weird way, but yeah, she's leaned over. Her back is on the table.
And that blue light thing, I feel like that's a sense memory thing where she's trying to get people in the story.
Yeah, I don't know what that part is.
I thought he was punching me. I thought he was
This is it.
Oh my God, come on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's real.
I don't want to sit here and
I
shit
feel
on
bad. Now I'm just doing a fucking.
And then he took out his scissor hands.
He had the hardest Ed Wood I've ever seen. He said, "Why don't you blow?"
Pressure.
She's squeezing too hard. She's trying to squeeze out tears, dude. Look at her face. Look how tight it is.
I just saw his arm. I could feel his arm moving. It looked like he was punching me. But I could just feel this pressure. This like
And we kept hitting it. It didn't feel pain. It was just a pressure on my pubic bone. And
when they got to when he's just jerking off.
He's in costume. And then he said, this will be the last day you mess with Captain Jack Sparrow.
He's like, fuck, she's acting her ass off.
Oh, I guess she's better than I thought she was.
Bravo, hurt.
This is what I fell in love with.
What I said. I just remember being really still. Not wanting to move. I remember looking around the room. I remember looking at all the broken bottles. Broken glass.
What a piece of shit, dude.
And I remember that it's just not wanting to move. Because I didn't know if it was broken.
She could have OJ'd it up a little bit. Put some charm on it.
All this whole trial just made me think I wish OJ had taken the stand in the OJ trial. You're really deprived of that.
Yeah. And then he grabbed another bottle and he said, 98 bottles of beer. And he took one down.
He made me watch Mordecai. He made me watch Mordecai.
We were drunk. We watched The Dark Shadows.
All right. It's a horrible thing. I hope nobody ever has to go through it. It's so much money.
But wait.
It's a public spectacle.
It's time to get real ass. I feel bad for being like, oh, come on, earlier. Because, I mean, that was...
It's horrible. Yeah. But I think it's just two fucked up people that were out of their minds on a lot of substances.
You don't think it was just a tough watch?
What?
It was just like a tough watch. You never like hear a story? You know how like Pinocchio, they're making like a horror Pinocchio movie coming out?
Uh-huh.
That's just a horror version of the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Johnny Depp said something else, but way more fun, and it's bad on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just made it awful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She like, the way that she, her delivery was more
theatrical.
Hard to watch. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was, yeah, maybe that was my reaction. Yeah. I can't tell if I was like, I don't know. I feel bad
because
like, if
horrified.
She's telling the truth, that's a terrible way for me to react to that.
Yeah, but she can't really be telling the truth because this isn't. We've pointed out the reasons why she's lying.
Well, it's just hard to say because I mean you can tell she's
the only two people that know the truth are the two of them.
Yes,
and
yes.
They both have been too fucked up.
I don't think there's
to
a winner
give a,
here.
To
yeah.
give a accurate description of what happened some of these times.
Yeah, well, they're both drug addicts. This is what happens. When you're both dramatic drug addicts who are fucked up all the time. And if there's any women like that you want to get with me, that sounds great. It sounds like fun.
To be honest, last week I was like, Johnny Depp saved the fuck out of his career. And then after seeing that video, I'm like, damn, dude, you're going to have to act a little bit tougher.
Everyone thought Johnny was ahead, and I think Amber kind of crushed it, frankly.
She didn't crush it. She just played all the right things.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you look at all of the headlines as I was scrolling through news, it's all like how performative her testimony was. People are not on her side.
Oh, because nobody wants to call her out for being
I just saw yesterday. The fucking Rolling Stone headline or New York Post was like, Amber Heard's harrowing testimony. I was like, you never used harrowing with Johnny Depp. All the headlines with Johnny Depp from like the press are like he's full of shit or it's a toxic relationship. But then when Amber takes a stand, it's like, oh, it's harrowing. And it was harrowing. Don't get me wrong, but I just think the press
was very harrowing. But she puts a lot of Lana Del Rey on that act.
Exactly. I think it's like even if she's telling the truth, it's just I can spot theater kid fucking theatricality.
Yeah.
I also went to Emerson, so I know theater kids.
I just missed the day when actors.
Yeah, I know theater kids.
Really?
Yeah, Le Maire.
Fucking...
What the hell does that mean?
How dare you, dude? I tried to do my Lewis.
Oh, you're trying to do Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you
really?
Went to college. Yeah. Oh, college. What? Where'd you learn? How to be a faggot?
I wish I had an air horn.
Lewis attack.
Lewis attack. I'm getting myself a drop on that one.
I just miss the days where actors had the decency to keep all this behind the scenes and then OD and die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think leave the magic.
Yeah, I mean they could have just both not said anything because I think I don't know. She kind of like canceled him first, and now he's trying to cancel her back, and I think now they're just both canceled.
Well, dude, she like told
somebody will work with him before her. I think
she's got, already an Aquaman again.
She got him canceled, and he started losing work and stuff. But then he was like, dude, I'm losing a lot of money because you're lying, and these people are believing your lies, so I'm gonna sue you for defamation.
Yeah,
and she was like,
she just sued it for defecation in his bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Dude.
And then she was like, I'm going to countersue you because I'm not because whatever, because you're ruining my career and you're doing like, it's just petty.
Well, the funniest thing is it all came because, well, she overstepped because she tried to become like the poster head for like a victim.
Yeah,
because she wrote that article in the Washington Post, which it has now been revealed that she paid the ACLU to write for her.
Yeah,
and she didn't even pay him the full amount.
Yeah,
so that's like,
oh, she's a lying shit?
She's, yeah, yeah. So oh, she is a liar.
So she's a lying shit?
But I think he's, I mean, they're both fucking, drug addicts lie, right? We all know Artie Lang. Drug addicts lie. And so they're both lying, probably. And they're both fucking actors and theater kids. So that's a great combination for lying and volatility.
And the woman looked out her window and it was a pig on cocaine.
I was on Mad TV. Season one, Mad TV. I was there with Michael McDonald and Key and Peele.
Me, Will Sasso.
Me, Will Sasso. Stuart, the character. I believe for that second I was Stuart.
Look what I can do.
I said, girl. I met Amber. I said, girl, can I get your number?
I have a picture if you want to see of Johnny Depp's finger after she threw the bottle at him and severed it. You can share it.
Whoa.
Ooh, goddamn.
Whoa.
That's
a good throw.
This is right during that same incident.
Do you think he tried to catch it? He was like, I'm going to catch it.
I played a baseball player.
That's wild.
Yeah, this is it all sewed up after.
Dude, that's a fake fingernail, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It looks good. Ew. That's it.
My goddamn legs, Shannon.
Wow.
My goddamn legs.
That's some good thing she didn't hit him in the dick. That is some shot.
That looks like a trauma.
Yeah, that's gross.
Zach, you seem like a gore website guy. What was yours?
Rotten and then E-fucked.
E-fucked? You ever go to like Gore Grish? Or like
Ogrish?
Yeah.
Zach, before he goes to sleep, has a book of gore that he reads.
This is when this guy blew his face off with a shotgun.
As he blasts grindcore. Yeah. He's like, why are you mad at me, Mrs. Amico?
Mrs. Amico.
You sleep your way.
Yeah.
I told you it's my night for how I want to sleep.
All right. Well, I hope that...
Do we wish them well or do we wish ill on them? I don't know.
We wish them well, dude.
I wish we didn't know.
Yeah.
I wish this continued to be none of my fucking business.
Celebrities suck.
Dude, we're about to
go to Russia. Will Smith broke my heart 2 months ago. You know?
Will Smith is also a total bitch too now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm like learning that he's a bad guy.
Who, Will Smith is a bad guy?
Is he a bad guy or is he, I think he's just... He's been famous for so, and I would compare him to Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's been famous since he's what, 16, 17?
Yeah.
How old was Will Smith when he got famous?
16, 17.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what real life is.
That is very true.
And let's be honest, him and Jada have probably been having weird sex parties for what, decades?
Yeah. I already like trannies, trans cross dressers. What's the appropriate term?
Cross dressers are different than trans,
angels.
Dude.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful angels.
Beautiful, big-cocked angels?
Yeah, yeah. That's not against... If anyone wants to get with me and you're hot, get with me. But, that's what I heard about him. I heard they're both each other's beards, you know?
Yeah.
Like me and LaMare's beards.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And they're both narcissists. It's like this... It's honestly.
Oh, you think they're narcissists? The people that name their own children gender-swap versions of themselves?
Yeah.
Like weird fucking asexual aliens?
Wait, what?
It's so weird.
That's what they're, Willow and Jada.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gender swapped versions of each other.
You didn't know that?
No.
Isn't that fucking wild?
It's crazy.
I didn't pay that.
And there's a whole nother son that Will just pretends doesn't exist. Yeah, that guy. Dude. That was the Just the Two of Us.
Trey was at the fucking Oscar shit. Trey's probably the cool one. He was like, yo, dad, why'd you
He's the Tiffany Trump of the Smiths. Yeah. Like, he's like,
is he from a previous thing?
Yeah, he's from pre-Jada.
He's probably fucking Jada too.
Figs, do a Will Smith impression. Oh.
This is Figs' best in performance on a podcast ever.
Dude, Figs is crushing right now. I don't know him, but
Figs staying in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this weird alien fit. Like,
the only one that looks regular, I guess Will looks regular, but the guy on the right.
That's Trey.
Yeah, that's Trey. Like, dude, when Jada wakes him up in the morning, he should punch her in the nose and go, welcome to Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. Woo!
Willow's in her
Jaden.
Willow's in her Men in Black era.
Willow and Jada look the same age, and also Jada's mom looks the same age. They all look about 40.
Can I be honest? Willow looks good.
Yeah.
Will looks good. Real good.
Will looks like
nice titties.
Will looks like he looks like he's in the middle.
Willow. Willow.
Oh, Willow. Willow. Oh yeah. Nice titties. Yeah. How old is she now?
20.
Oh great.
Meet me at our spot.
She looks good. Yeah, you're right, man.
Did she? You think she shaved her head so she cannot whip her hair?
Yeah, actually, that's the story.
Is it?
Will Smith tells a story about it. He's like, she was like 12, and they were going on tour and stuff after she did the song, and Will was like, yo, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to go do that song again. And she was like, okay. She went to the dressing room or shaved her hair and was like, I can't do the song anymore. And then he was like, I guess we got to slow down.
It's so nice that they raised their kids to be non-binary.
It is an odd. It's just, are they Scientologists?
Maybe.
Are they associated with it?
It's all rumors. Nobody knows. Yeah. But I did hear that like there is a Scientology thing that like you slap people that wrong you or something, and maybe that's why Will did it.
They do not want you to hear this.
I didn't hit that.
What the fuck was that?
Oh my god!
I think the Smiths heard that we were broadcasting about.
What the fuck just happened?
My hands were in my pockets. Dude, I swear to God.
Yo, send a message to the mayor. Stop talking about me. Get my wife's name out your mouth.
What the fuck just happened?
Come on.
It was an ad. I had her audio on by accident.
Oh my god, that scared the shit out of me.
That really did feel like we were about to get Epstein.
Anonymous.
We were talking too much about the Hollywood cabal.
Oh my lord.
Sorry, Anonymous. I'm so sorry.
But Will Smith always just seems like a grounded guy, and then that slap happened, and then I looked into it, and it turns out he's a psycho.
Well, he's just like a guy who's been, like Zach was saying, he's been a guy who's been famous for.
Oh, I have empathy for Will, for sure. Like, I get why it's like that, but I always thought he was like, he was really good at presenting as just like a normal, loving, relatable guy.
Because he wasn't putting his life out there like that.
Yeah.
Then as soon as 2018 comes around, he starts putting out social media. The way to be a celebrity is to like tell everybody about your life.
Yeah.
So all of his life becomes.
And he does hire a team to do his social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he has like a writer's room for his social media.
And if you're our age, Robbie, how old are you?
I'm 30.
All right, so you're a little younger than me, but like my memory of Will Smith is like super fun, cool guy who like almost made out with Jim Carrey at the MTV Movie Awards.
I don't remember that, but
like, but I remember him being like a fun, like celebrity, like seemed like a down to earth, fun, funny dude.
Welcome to down to earth, but. Dude, when I was a kid, I fucking loved Will Smith because he seemed just like a regular, like, he's charming as fuck. That's the thing. He has so much charisma. That's how that's like 15 years of movies have sucked, but he's still a big celebrity because he's so charming.
So
his movies are great.
Now,
what was his best
by
movie?
The way, now
besides
I'm just...
King Richard, what was his best movie the last 15 years?
Are you talking about of the ones I saw?
Of any of them.
How long is 15 years? 2007?
Yeah.
All right. Then.
So I'm Legend is out of the picture.
Dude. Pursuit of Happiness is pretty good.
That was before 2007, I think, right?
Yeah, it might have been right after I Am Legend.
Maybe it was 07. Okay, so right at the 15-year mark. Anything else?
After Earth. I loved
terrible.
iRobot, that was before.
That was way before.
Yeah, you're right, dude. You might be right. Here we go. Bright? Bright was fun.
Bright was terrible.
Bright was fun.
What are you talking about?
Collateral Beauty, that's the one where he was the... that's the one where he's like... tell the truth.
That's Concussion.
Tell the truth.
Tell
that
concussion, truth.
Concussion, yeah. Collateral Beauty was the one where he was the girl, right? Or
woo, I'm trans. Welcome to my penis.
All right. He was the only good part of Anchorman 2.
He was good in that. But it was a cameo. It doesn't really count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Gemini Bad Man Boys for weird. Life was good. That was good. But Gemini Man was terrible.
Mike Lowry.
Keep going down, actually. He had a tough 2010s, if I remember. Men in Black 3 sucked. 7 Pounds sucked. Hancock's okay. I'm Legend, Pursuit of Happiness. Those are good. The Switch music video rules because he's dressed like 50 Cent. Hitch was... I walked out of Hitch at the time.
Dude, I love Hitch. Hitch can get it every day, dude. It comes on TV, I watch the whole
because
job.
You look like if Will Smith and Kevin James combined. iRobot was... I loved iRobot when I was a kid. Maybe he just makes movies that are good when you're a kid, and then when you're an adult, you're like, these movies are bad.
All of Us was a UPN series. Love that.
Wild Wild West. Wow.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Not a lot of good movies, honestly. But, I mean, fun movies that I liked when I was a child.
I feel like he's more known for being famous than he is for being super talented until more recently.
Yeah, King Richard, he's actually very good in. I actually thought he put in a great performance. I was happy for him. Fresh Prince was great. Independence Day is great.
By the way, all I'm picturing is him crying into Uncle Phil's shoulder now. So,
you know, Phil, watch you gotta fuck all these other men.
Why was I born, man? Why was I born gay?
Dude, you know, as soon as Will Smith makes this face, you know it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
It's
like, I was saying all he has to do to get back on the good graces is rap a song that's the title of the movie.
Yeah.
He just needs to do that again and be like, oh, I remember why I liked
this. This is where King Richard be at. Ha ha.
It's Men in Black 4. We're Men in Black 4. Yeah.
What are Men in Black 4? Let me tell you. We protect the earth.
Yeah.
Got aliens 4 times in a row. Big Pug. Uncle Joe. Biden.
All right, let's talk about a man's penis.
Finally.
47-year-old man had his penis fall off due to blood infection and grew a new one on his arm for 6 years.
Yeah, dude, this is South Park.
Tell me about it, Shannon.
Okay, so he had this infection by his perineum. And it spread. And
now, if I'm right, the perineum is the underside of the head, right?
Yes.
The willenium.
Yes, I believe so. His testicles were not harmed.
No.
But his penis.
Thank God.
His penis was. So once the infection was cleared from his bloodstream, they started to grow this new penis on his arm. It was about 6 inches. I can show you this kind of chart that they give you.
Yeah, please.
Wait, so did they have to cut off his whole penis?
Yeah, the whole penis is gone.
And they just gave him an...
So they used some a vein from his right leg, and they used the skin and kind of built it on his forearm. And so that...
it had to hang... It couldn't even be like...
He had to hang a dick on his
parallel.
Arm.
Yeah, right. It was just dangly there. Mm-hmm. And then because of COVID and everything, it wasn't supposed to take this long, but he was stuck with it on his arm for 6 years. And he said there were several times where he like went to hug a family member or reach something on a shelf in a store and it would just come flopping out of his shirt.
All right. This is hilarious.
That's awesome.
You talk about having a trick up your sleeve.
Dude, can you fuck with it on your arm?
No, I probably can't
get
hard.
It doesn't get hard.
You finger and then you,
you just hold it up like a fucking. You ever, you know, that is creepy. Thumb in your
finger. That is fucking creepy that they can do that.
I bet he's fucked with it before he put it on regularly.
So what, he grew it on his arm and they put it on his penis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I have pictures.
Don't tell me there's not a day where he was home alone and didn't suck his dick arm. He had to have been like.
It'd be funny if he could grow one on both arms and be Batman.
You can't lick the bottom of your elbow, so he's like...
it's like somebody watched pretend to be retarded?
Yeah. Here are some pictures, but they're censored.
Okay.
That's the dick bow?
Yeah, I can't find any uncensored ones.
Mm-hmm.
He would put his darts underneath
Just put them down.
He put darts underneath
Yeah, that's what this is here. These are two of his darts.
Oh, so he could hold darts.
Yeah.
What is he holding darts for?
To play darts.
What? Okay, this guy's a freak.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, I told
this
you.
This guy's a fucking freak.
He fucked with it, dude.
That's in defiance. Grow your penis where you want, don't be all fun with it.
They could have put it up here, dude.
And that's after.
They could have penis up here. Why'd they put it on his fucking down here?
Probably I bet it's the vein.
Access.
Yeah, the circulation. And so he now, there he is, does the guy.
He's like, now it's bigger than it's ever been.
Rich Voss? Just the hat, really.
So they also had to give him a pump so that he has a, quote, mechanical erection when
Hell
he wants
yeah.
to have sex. It has saline solution in it.
Hell yeah, dude. I knew somebody that had that.
I should get one.
What, the saline solution?
Sometimes I can't get hard. I should get one of these.
There was a super old guy that my dad worked for, and the rumor was that he had a penile pump, and it was like the sneaker. They had like the sneaker pump.
Yeah.
But it had on one side of like his pelvis, he could press it and get it hard. And the other side was a release valve.
What? Oh, wow.
That's fucking. Can we talk about Robbie not being able to get hard all the time? That's kind of. You're kind of young, dude. You're kind of young not to be able to get hard all the time.
I can still get hard, though.
It's too much whiskey, dude.
I think it's, yeah, of course. And nerve. Right, it's side. Actually more anxiety than.
Why? What are you anxious about, dude?
I'm a fucking.
Having a soft dick.
You're having a soft. Yeah, honestly, no, it's a
vicious cycle because then you get worried about going soft. Then you go soft because you're worried. Then you can't get hard again because you're worried.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
not that this plagues me.
It's usually also with a new partner. Like, blame once you get Shannon. To know someone, it's a little easier, but yeah. That'll happen.
I would never blame Shannon for not having an erection. I was going to ask,
are you blaming me, LaMare, for everyone's soft dick?
Yeah. I keep closing my eyes and picturing Shannon, and I can never get hard again.
That's all I can do, man. Shannon, you're very beautiful, and we would never, ever say anything like that. Not on this show.
Yeah. This is the show where you sexually harass Shannon.
Did they say in the article that it had to be his arm because of the vein? Or because I feel like that could have been a shin.
Yeah.
Or no, because then I guess you're just banging your dick at the coffee tables and stuff all day.
He probably picked his arm. He was like, do I get to pick which arm? Left or right? Which one do I throw darts with?
Yeah, not my dart throwing arm. My dart holding arm.
That guy had a dart hat too. He loves darts.
Yeah, this guy might love darts more than sex.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned. He's like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Or it might be one of those things when you can't fuck for that long, you really pick up some hobbies.
Yeah, right?
Got really into the
dart. So is that what
lifestyle.
People who are paraplegic do also? That do they have a machine that can... Because I feel bad. That's the worst part, I feel like.
So here's the
about
thing.
Being paraplegic?
Yeah.
Your dick's a muscle.
Okay.
Not, like, whatever... Because in Murder Ball, they talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Murder Ball?
I have, but I know about
it. You know what I'm talking about?
The wheelchair movie.
The paraplegic rugby team?
Yeah.
Oh. And yeah, it's like basketball, paraplegic basketball, or whatever. And the guy talks about when you're in rehab, they teach you one of the first things is like how to hold a toothbrush again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, the first thing you learn is how to jerk off,
right?
Because your dick, I think, is that's blood, not like something.
Not like a bone.
Well, dude, you
what
guys
causes
know,
paraplegia? You break a bone?
No, your penis is a sponge-like material.
Yeah.
And when it gets hard, it's just the blood rushing to the material and engorging it.
Yeah.
So it's just a blood issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you can still get hard when you're paraplegic.
Thank God. People I have kids. So bad for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
People have kids when they are... Because there's an older black guy in a wheelchair, and he's like, I got a very specific method for doggy style where I take a towel, I wrap it around my partner's waist, and I bring myself up from behind.
Damn, the power of the old black man to still confidently talk about sex.
I take the towel that I wear around my neck in the summer months.
Let me tell you what you got to do, young blood. You got to hold yourself up by your hands.
Did you see the video of that senator fucking his cousin's face?
No.
Oh yeah, that guy. Oh, the fucking there's a wheelchair senator or representative, I think.
Yeah. I'm
what's funny is everyone
Senator
thought,
X.
Well, senator, yeah. We must stop abortion.
I should have bookmarked it.
What's funny is everyone thought
with
he
that
got...
cock in your face, you look like a real fagnito. All right, now I don't know all the details of this. Can you fill me in?
Birth begins at conception. His name is like Madison Cawthorn. Is
Madison
that his name?
Cawthorn? That's yeah, exactly
Madison
it.
Cawthorn sounds like someone that fucks their cousin.
Yeah.
This is for the Cawthorns only.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a rich guy trying to give his daughter a fancy name.
You're gonna be named Madison Cawthorn.
But Dad, I'm a boy.
You're going to be a hot woman. I'll break your legs. Now, let me. Is he actually fucking their face?
Yes.
There's video of it.
I found a censored version of it.
Tell me about it, Shannon.
You share.
Dude.
Isn't kidding. It gay? Isn't it a gay thing, too?
Yeah.
He turns out he's. Adam Sandler?
I got yo.
In his face. Oh my God.
All right, pause it. So is this a sex tape or is it him being like gross? Like it's him like
I think it's a sex tape. He said it was.
It sounds like they're giggling. It sounds like he's just like he's like teabagging him.
I don't know. Well, that's funny because he's just a Republican who's like super pro like family values, traditions. So.
Oh, shocking.
Oh, yeah. Wait. If he's pro family values, tradition, and he's not fucking, that's fucking cool then. Because if he's pro family values and tradition and he's like fucking his cousin, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But like, He's profane. He's just teabagging his boy. I take it back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk so bad.
Madison
about
Cawthorn, real ass dude of the week.
I killed him.
I don't see that one.
You played it already.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well, we know what it sounds like. Is
it, you played it when it was not real.
There we go. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. Madison, the horny cripple. You got it.
Can you give me some background on it, though? Because I'm very confused.
Yeah, I just found a tweet from him, and he said, a new hit against me just dropped years ago. In this video, I was being crass with a friend, trying to be funny. We were acting foolish and joking. That's it. I'm not backing down. I told you there would be a drip-drip campaign. Blackmail won't win. We will.
He also talked
about... How did he spell blackmail? And is that who he's running against?
He was referring to Lemaire. Yeah.
Drip-drip. That's his name.
Yo, I'm sending a drip drip. Yeah. And we gotta stop these cripples. Yeah, drip, they teabagging drip. Their boys, doing some gay shit. Vote for me, sending a drip drip.
I mean, we are on the cusp of everyone that runs for any office will have pictures and videos of their dick in the cloud.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, maybe
maybe now is not the time to start splitting hairs on this one.
Mm-hmm. I guess
I mean, got a lot of pictures of me naked in inappropriate situations.
But are you running for Congress, Zach?
In front of a crowd.
Zach, you are the least electable candidate of all time.
I disagree. I am the most electable person on this network that's not Dave.
On this network, yes, of course.
You should run for president, dude.
I'm a born leader.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I would say from my decision before about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm calm, cool, collected.
Wise.
And I make good decisions under pressure.
I gotta say, I thought you gave a good, like, both sides have their points kind of take, which is what we need more of in this country. Yeah.
All right, so please don't look at any of the videos of my dick in my friends' faces.
And don't clip anything from this podcast, ever.
Weren't you, like, on the Naked Roast Battles, too?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Zach's dick a couple times.
It happens. I think everyone's seen my penis.
Hmm.
I've stopped being a dick out guy unless it's a performance.
Yeah.
But I used to definitely be a dick out at parties guy.
Yeah.
Oof. If somebody had a BB gun, I'd be like, you got to shoot me in the dick with that.
As was a guy we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm pulling my dick out.
Yeah. I'm going to fall asleep with my dick in this shoe.
All right. Let's look at one more story before we get out of here. Lemaire, I'll let you choose. Ooh. Do you want to do this one or this one?
Autistic woman.
All right, read it.
Okay, wait. Let me try. Let me get over here.
You got it, buddy.
All right, let me try. Okay. You guys. Okay. Parents arrested after autistic woman found fused to their couch, covered in her own excrement. Goddamn.
Any commentary?
Goddamn.
Anyway, next story.
That's some fucked up shit. Yes. All right, thank you. That's been a podcast.
This is some white boy shit. All right, next story.
Tell us about it, Shannon. Was it a nice couch?
It may have been before. I'm going to show you a picture of what it looked like after.
Oh, that's a pile.
No, well, fused means she was like, it was in her skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had been, I mean, the details of this in different articles I've read are conflicting, but it seemed between 12 to 15 years, she was just in that spot, pooping, peeing, and everything, never moving from that spot. They also found her, she was emaciated. So it seems like her parents, they said the rest of their house was all tidy and great. Her parents were her caretakers. And it seems like they had just stopped paying any attention to her. She was emaciated. And I don't know how long she was dead before they found her body.
Oh, she was dead.
Oh.
Yeah, they found, she's dead. They found her dead.
They wouldn't know she was dead. She's fused to the...
This is Amber Heard without acting classes, by the way. Just pooping in beds, emaciated.
Oh, man.
Not even a futon, just on the couch.
Yeah.
But we're talking like full, like, can't go outside autistic,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, so in one article, it said that she had, quote, locked-in syndrome and that she wasn't able to communicate or do anything for herself. In other articles, it says that that's not true, that she was just autistic and didn't want to go outside. So it's not 100% clear why she was just in that spot pooping and peeing and why her parents weren't taking care of her. But they have been charged.
What do you think they put on the TV?
Paw Patrol.
They're like, yeah. Just left it there. How old is she? 47-year-old. Oh, sorry.
Oh, she was 36.
She's 36.
36. And she was on that toilet. On that. That means 24. She was like, guys, I can't do outside anymore. And they're like, go lay on that bed then. Lay on that couch. Be fine.
What's the worst that could happen? She's taking a load off.
Yeah. Do you think they had to?
It's like when somebody has a really rambunctious pit bull. Yeah. And they're like, yeah. Listen, that chair's his.
Yeah. Do you think they like tried to do good things at first? They're like, look, man. At first they made it too easy for her not to leave, and then over time they're like, we gotta stop. We can't afford to like keep taking care of her instead of going to like work. You know,
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what makes you just do that. What makes you just stay in a couch for 12 years?
I would assume
autism.
I would assume
that's bad autism. Not even get up to play some video games, get some snacks, go see Doctor Strange. Yeah. Autistic people love
that.
Yeah,
no, we're not talking that. We're talking like fully like,
dude, this is full
can't
blown.
Communicate. We're like, dude, I would assume nonverbal,
yeah,
type shit.
Yeah, you'd think that her parents or something would like.
How bad is the system that the government knows somebody's that fucked up and hasn't checked on them?
Yeah, yeah. Wellness check. 12 years. That's a long time.
12 years is a long time for somebody to go, hey, what happened to?
Yeah, because autistic people aren't like they're not downs. You know, they can't like they can take care of themselves.
There is also
no. There's levels to it.
Yeah,
you're unable to communicate.
Yeah,
yeah. It is also really hard to, unless they want to get help, to like commit someone or like get someone out of it. Like she clearly was just like, I want to do this. Yeah, dude, this is my own choice.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe the parents just locked her in there.
Oh, we're talking to Black Snake Moan over here.
You can't lock someone in the front room. How did they ignore that? That's why they kept the house so clean. Because they were like, look, it's going to smell like shit.
Yeah,
like,
we have to.
It's going to smell like shit.
Yeah.
But.
They should have biodumped her like fucking
Jack Black.
Pauly Shore. Yeah, or,
yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we're in the dome.
All right, let's not end on that. That was
sad. Guys.
I thought it would be way funnier.
Well, Mayor, what a terrible choice.
I just saw autism and was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be about anime.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah.
So I wanted to say, you did give a story, Sex Island offers guests unlimited sex with prostitutes. I feel like they've done that a bunch on HSR. Yeah. They've talked about this place.
High Society Radio.
Yeah, okay. This is like a yearly thing, right?
Yeah, it seems like they stopped doing it in 2018, and this is the first year back.
You know what? Then let's try. Is there a trailer?
Zach, can I be the real ass reporter and go report on that for you guys? You just have to pay me to get down there.
Wildly expensive.
The real ass reporter.
Yeah, whatever. It'd be whatever. We're doing.
We're here with our horny correspondent, Lamar Lee. Lamar, how's the Sex Island?
The Sex Island's great, Robbie. I'm really fucking horny.
Great. I'm glad we spent $5,000 on this.
Oh, Robbie, you're so lowballing it. I think this is probably Shannon, tell me about
it. It's $4,500 a person.
Get the fuck out of here.
$4,500?
It's not too bad.
Damn, how close was I?
Dude,
damn.
On. See?
Come I on, have a trailer from 2018.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm the horny whisperer.
I'm not 100% sure this is a trailer.
Brendan Schaub.
I can't fuck. I can't talk. Girls live, dude. Hey.
Oh, so this is for retards.
Me.
Yeah,
Lamar. She about to walk out the screen? She's pulling me in the screen.
So it's Pleasantville?
I'm in the porn.
Pleasureville?
Oh, that's a fake.
This chick rules, by the way.
Yeah, good for her.
No.
This fucking goofy face day right now.
Sex Island just looks like
ass.
An apartment. Oh, or is it going to be an island?
Damn, dude, she's faker than hell.
I feel like they need to call it of age Sex Island.
Yeah.
The Sex Island just has a bad connotation.
Whoa! Did someone say Sex Island?
Yo, this rules.
Okay, this is sick.
Okay, so wait. So I would assume it's $4,500 down, but then the girls charge the whole time.
That's, yes.
No, it's not like my bachelor party.
Not anymore, dude.
That's not my understanding from reading the article, because it says, so as this advertisement says, there are 50, only 50 people are allowed. There are 100 girls. So everybody has the option of 2 girls a day, and then you can make a deal with somebody else to swap a girl. So it seems to
women
be
as currency?
There's no way. But then they're not making shit.
Women are currency, Zach. We got to go.
Yeah. No way, dude. High-end hookers like that, if they're, unless they're gross, if we're to assume these are high-end hookers, there's no way they're just making $1,000 a day. Because...
Yeah, tips.
They how much does a fucking just island vacation cost? These have to be like third world.
Yeah.
Like Incan
sex.
It's also probably Fire Island, dude.
Fire Island's gay. The but yeah.
All,
so
it says all meals are included. It's a 4-day
trip. All meals are included.
All meals are included.
All meals. They all say, meals. I want to go just for the free food. it's all meals are included. I was looking for a meal.
What kind of buffet? Do you think you got the strip club buffet there?
I hope so, dude. That's good food.
Let's get some eggs.
I'm pretty sure the Bunny Ranch or like the legal prostitutions are priced like $500 for like 15 minutes or something. Dude, it's way more expensive than you think.
Yeah, these have to be like... The girls that look like they're from Green Inferno.
Can I go to Fire Island?
And I look like Eli Roth, so perfect. Yeah.
I want to go to Sex Island and use Craigslist. Like, hello.
Shannon, is there any more detail?
You're just like, I'm here for the beer.
Scrolling through the article, there's some people giving their testimonies, the ones that attended the one in 2018. They said that one guy said that he wasn't on the island for 15 minutes and he was already in bed with a chick. They said it was the best experience of their life. A lot of Silicon Valley nerds are there. Yeah. And this is like their first time with women. But they all say it's like a once in a lifetime experience. Never wanted it to end.
All right. Here. We're going to end the show. But if you have attended Sex Island, the grown up Sex Island for consenting adults, please write us in at the show. Tell us about it.
Give us
is it a scam? Is it a scam that Jew?
I will say, that video gave big Fire Festival vibes. You ever watch the Fire Festival ads? Nice. The first appropriate one of the night, LeMaire.
I would say that was just, that's got to be too good to be true.
Look, Zach,
if it's that little money, there's no way the girls look
Zach,
that.
Zach, I'm saying, you guys get the money together, you send old LeMaire down there as your real-ass reporter, I'll wear a shirt and a hat with a camera on it.
If you've been there, write in. If you were willing to pay for LeMaire to go to Sex Island, we will send him as a correspondent. He will come back and report with full detailed notes on everything that happened.
It's like Howard Stern when they'd be like, all right, we're sending our most autistic guy to hang out with the prostitutes.
Dude, like, can you touch me?
It's literally like they had the small penis contest on Howard Stern. You're like, all right, the winner gets to go on a cruise with strippers.
I would love to know more. We're going to end the show here. Thank you guys very much for listening. Please check out the Young Guns podcast.
Yes.
With Goodwin and Fig.
And May 16th at the Bowery Electric. Sorry, Zach. I'm really trying to move tickets for that.
And then Panties in the Mouth with our friend LeMaire Lee. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.